The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
The reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the Gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the Gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they left their nets and followed him. He walked along a little farther and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. So this morning, to take a slightly different angle on this Gospel, because as I read it here, we go from Christmas, the celebration of the Christmas season, adoring the child in the manger, to our Lord beginning his mission over 30 years later. And you think, okay, what about all the time in between? And immediately two quotes came to mind for me. One is from St. Louis de Montfort, and he said this. He said, "Our Lord Jesus Christ could have been out during those 30 years, converting the nations, working great miracles, but he gave more glory to God by spending 30 years in hiddenness with his mother Mary." And when I remember that quote, I immediately thought of one from Archbishop Fulton Sheen. Archbishop Fulton Sheen said, "If a woman could have reached out and grabbed the hem of his garment and been healed of 12 years of hemorrhaging, what must have taken place in Our Lady's soul in 30 years of residency with him?" And then we have the calling of the first apostles, and my mind went to the Last Supper, when Philip says to our Lord, "Lord, show us the Father, and that'll be enough for us." And he says, after 3 years with these 12 men, he says to Philip, he says, "Have I been with you all this time, and still you do not know me?" I can't help but think that the apostles really begin to know our Lord in a way like never before, only after the resurrection, when they gathered around Our Lady and she told them about her Son. And I thought the recent movie on Our Blessed Mother really captured that well. She was the one to prepare them to receive the gift of the Spirit, who had dwelt in her heart fully her entire life. And I close with a quote that I just recently came upon that is so profoundly beautiful from Mother Teresa. She said this, "At the foot of the cross, Our Lady saw only pain and suffering. And when they closed the tomb, she could not even see the body of Jesus. But it was then that Our Lady's faith was the greatest." And this is so profound. We know that in Nazareth, Jesus could not work any miracles because of the people's lack of faith. Now, to work his greatest miracle, the resurrection, would call for the greatest faith. Our Lady merited the resurrection of her Son because she believed in it before it happened. When our Lord works miracles, he calls for faith. The greatest miracle, the resurrection, Our Lady merited because she believed in it in advance. As we begin ordinary time and we make the decision to follow the infant King whom we've just adored in the manger, we ask Our Lady to accompany us and open to us the mysteries of the life of her Son.